Coach Chris Rice is looking to find some consistency in his Warrior squad, as they have shown shades of good and some not so good. Can the Warrior squad stay up with this high-paced Crater squad? We shall soon see. We'll be back in a few minutes with a preview of tonight's contest. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Del Norte Tire.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Is hip pain keeping you from golf, gardening, or playing with the grandkids? Introducing orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jack Bella, who's recently joined the staff at Sutter Coast Community Clinic. Dr. Bella has over 30 years of experience as a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, and he specializes in anterior hip replacements, which can lead to faster recovery to help you get back to doing the things you love.
For hip pain or other orthopedic needs, call Dr. Bella's office at 707-464-5974.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 K-Pod Country. The Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week has some technical difficulties. We'll be back as soon as we can with the game in progress.
Warrior pregame show is Del Norte Warriors are here at the 86th annual Wyreek Invitational. I would like to thank all the Warrior fans for tuning into this holiday basketball broadcast. Well, let's take a look at the boys bracket for the tournament as we stand. Right now, the boys are in the semifinals. They will play, if they win tonight, they'll play Grants Pass in the championship tomorrow at 3. Henley ended up losing to Grants Pass earlier tonight. And in the third-place game, Henley's sitting there. So the loser of Crater Del Norte tonight, you will see either Crater Del Norte play Henley tomorrow at noon. And on the loser side of the bracket, Edna and Weed will play for the Consolation Championship tomorrow, as Wairika will take the bye as they were short one team on the boys' bracket. And now the girls' bracket is complete, as Del Norte will take on Wairika in the championship tomorrow night at 4:30. The third place game will be Orlin and Henley. About a minute and a half before tip-off, let's take a look at the starting lineup. The starting lineup for Crater: senior Marcus Ediart, number 0, Kyle Biddle, the sophomore, junior Ashton Acree, junior Ty Dolan, and senior Hunter Schwink will be the starters for the Crater Comets. And now let's take a look at Del Norte's starting lineup. Senior Cooper Maxwell, senior Brody Matz, junior Merrick Crabb, junior Kai Russell, and senior Ethan Thomas. Unfortunately, the Warriors have got caught in the under the weather bug as they were over here today, this weekend, as Oscar Bowdish, Kyle Dixon, and Colin Trommel all will not suit up because they're not feeling well. And Wyatt Robeson will be sitting also, as he irritated his knee once again last game. So Coach Rice against a Crater Comet squad that likes to pressure is going to be down 4 guards. It'll be a tall test for the Warriors tonight. Last year, these two also met in the semifinals. And when they met in the semifinals last year, the Warriors kept it tight for about 3 quarters and ended up losing by 12. by a final score of 49-37. So let's see if the Warriors can hang in there now, because I'm surrounded by my faithful Warrior fans that have made the trip over. Tipping four, Crater will be number 32. That is Hunter Schwenk. He'll be jumping against Noah Thomas. So here we go, getting ready to start the ball game. Jumps in the air, looks like Delmar's going to come up with it. Crab has it. Pulls it away from one of the Comet players. So Crab has it left side. Looks like a 1-2-2, kind of a zone for Crater off the get-go. Dribble handoff to Maxwell. Maxwell's trying to get it into Matt, which he does. Matt has it on the low block, goes baseline, up with the shot. No good, rebound by Crater. Crater's going to push it quickly back the other way. Coast to coast, layup, good, and foul. Up and down the floor, Crater will go as they knock down the first layup in transition, and it's fouled. Foul's going to go against Kai Russell. Kai's going to pick up his first. Going to the line is number 15. That's Havnier. Misses the free throw, can't complete the three-point play. Warriors back the other way. Kai Russell driving baseline. Up with the shot, it's going to be a foul. Two-shot foul there as Russell's going to go to the line. Foul's going to be number 22. That's Dolan. He'll pick up his first. Kai Russell will go to the line. Warriors only shooting 44% from the line so far. Going to have to improve in that area as Kai misses the first one. 2-0 your score, just underway here in the first quarter. In the semifinals of the 68th annual Wairika Minor Classic. Second free throw, front rim, no good. Rebounded by the Comets. Back across midcourt, that's Idiart. Idiart, right side to Acray. Back out on top to Schwenk. Schwenk looked for the back cut, didn't hit him. Ball's right side to Acri. Acri, dribble drive, skip pass, out on top. Good ball movement for the Comets. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound by Maxwell. Maxwell pushed the pace back the other way. Maxwell over to Thomas. Thomas, dribble drive, middle of the lane, up with the scoop shot. No good. Rebound by Crater. Crater's going to push the pace back the other way. Kick outside. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound. Long rebound by Crater, though. Dribble drive stolen by Maxwell. Maxwell quickly back the other way. We'll go up for the shot and miss it. We're going to get a travel call in the middle of the key as he stumbled over one of the Crater players. So a couple turnovers for the Warriors, a couple turnovers for the Comets, and we got a 2-0 score. Marcus Idiart across midcourt. Dribble drive baseline, stuck on baseline on the Del Norte traditional man-to-man defense. Ball goes right side. That's Dolan with the ball. Dolan about 6'4". Over to Acri. Acri shoots the ball, misses. Rebound by Maxwell. Maxwell quickly back the other way. Gets it to Crab, back to Maxwell. High post to Thomas. Thomas to Matt, back on top to Crab. 20 on the shot clock, over to Russell. Russell underneath two. Great job by Matt. Goes up with the shot. Spin, can't make it. Back the other way is Marcus. Marcus Yard across midcourt, underneath two Schwenks. Ball's loose on the ground, knocked away by Thomas. Russell's got it. We're going to have a possible jump ball. We got a jump ball. And that's going to be Comet's ball underneath their own basket. Sub coming in for Crater. Nathan Fahm coming in. As Acri will take a seat. Inbounding, Idiart from the corner. No good. Long rebound goes to Crater, though. Avenir with the ball. Back out on top to Fahm. Fahm fires from the top of the key, knocks it down. Nathan Fahm with a three-point basket. 5-0 your score. As Thomas brings the ball up the middle of the floor. guarded out on front, out front, dribble drive, scoop, no good, block, picked up by Crater. Warriors have no answer offensively. Ball with the ball in the corner, ball fake, dribble drive, baseline, kicks it back out on top. 3-point shot from Idiart, no good, rebounded by Crater. Schwenk all the way to the basket, the 6'5 post, great move to the basket. 7-0 your score. Crab with the ball, and Coach Rice calls the timeout as Crater's zone defense has the Warriors a little stymied here. Let's take a look at some of our Sportscasters Club members, including our scoreboard brought to you by Center Coast Hospital. Center Coast Hospital serving our community with care. Halftime show will be brought to you by Hiuchi Hamlet, gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for your Wild Rivers adventure. And Potter Real Estate Group in Crescent City, specializing in residential and commercial real estate. Winner of tonight's game will play in the championship tomorrow at 3. Loser of tonight's game will be playing for third place against Henley tomorrow at noon. Delnor girls already qualify, already advanced to the championship. As the Warriors go to inbound the ball, as they put the ball down and start counting them off. They get the ball into Maxwell in the backcourt and cross midcourt. Dribble handoff to Crab, back out to Thomas. Thomas handoff to Maxwell. Maxwell with the ball. Kicks it corner to Thomas. Thomas going to have the ball stripped from him, but Crab comes up with it. 9 on the shot clock as Crab dribble drives to the basket. Ball's going to be stripped away, but there's going to be a foul against Crater on the ground. Foul's going to be against Marcus Idiart. He'll pick up his first. And the Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket. 7-0 your score, 4:12 left here in the first quarter. Delnor trailing. They get the ball into Russell. He's got the ball up on top of the key. Dribble drive, spin move, down on the bottom block. Shot goes up, it's blocked. Coming back the other way is Crater quickly. In transition. Shot up from the wing, no good. Thalm with the rebound at the free throw line, puts it up, no good. Rebound by Thomas. Thomas back across midcourt. Dribble drive to the basket, shot goes up, no good. It was blocked, but there's going to be a foul called. Thomas will go to the line to shoot too, but it's been a block party down underneath as Crater has a kid that's 6'5", another one 6'3". Foul's going to be called on that one. That one's going to go against Avenir. He's going to be called for the foul as Thomas knocks down the first free throw. Fitch comes in the ballgame for Russell. Thomas makes the first free throw, gets the Warriors on the board with 3:40 left here in the first quarter. 7-1 your score. Second shot on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound's going to go to Crater. And quickly back the other way is going to be Dahlin. Dahlin kicks it out to Fahm. Ball fake, dribble drive, he'll pull it back out. Pulls it back out to Dahlin, looks underneath. Nice pass, nice shot. As Acri found his way open underneath the basket, put it up and in, and was fouled. Foul's going to go against Delnor. Foul's going to be on Crab. Crab's going to pick up his first. Acri's going to go to the line to try to complete the 3-point play as Crater leads 9-1. Free throw front rim, no good. Rebounded by Schwenk, though. He'll put it up. It'll be knocked out of bounds by Fitch. It's a nice block by Fitch, but Crater does have possession off missed free throw. So that'll be Havanier will inbound out on top to Dahlin. Back to Havanier. Back on top to Dahlin. Dahlin dribble drive against Thomas, kicks it back out. Havanier from the corner knocks it down. Big shot. 3-point ball. He's got 5, and Crater's out to a 12-1 lead. Grab across midcourt, directing traffic. Dribble handoff to Matt. Matt to Thomas. Thomas has got to get a pick from Fitch. Thomas is going to go up. It's going to be partially blocked and picked up by Crater. Crater quickly backs the other way. Dribble drive to the basket. We have an offensive foul as Thomas stepped in and took it. Foul's going to go against Acri. He'll pick up his first. Great job by Thomas stepping in and taking the charge. The turnover for Crater as Maxwell comes across midcourt. Maxwell hands the ball off to Crabb. Crabb over to Thomas. Creates the contact, knocks it down. Great move by Thomas. First field goal of the night for the Warriors. They trail 12-3. Schwenk, corner two. Back out on the wing, skip pass over to Dahlin. Underneath to Schwenk. Ball's going to be doubled up. Maxwell tried to get in there and tie him up, but he's going to get called for the foul. Maxwell picks up his first. Crater will inbound underneath the basket. Acri will get it back out on top to Price. Or sorry, that was Dahlin. Dahlin misses the three-pointer, rebounded by Fitch. Fitch out to Maxwell, down to Thomas. Across midcourt on the left wing. Gets it underneath the low post to Fitch. Fitch up with the shot. Nice job as Fitch goes up and under the shot blocker and gets the two-point basket. Great move by the senior. Dribble drive, block shot, but we're going to get called for the foul. As that was Dahlin heading to the basket. Matz is going to get called for the foul with the body. First team foul against Matt. And first player foul against Matt. Dahlin goes to the line. Dahlin's first free throw, nothing but net. His first points of the ball game. Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard, 13-5 your score. Warriors trailing by 8. As Schwenk takes the seat, coming in the ball game is Duckowitz. Cody Duckowitz, the junior, 6'2". Second one on the way is also good for Dahlin. And he'll come have a seat. He'll take a break. Coming back into the ball game will be Idiart from Fort Crater. Full court pressure by the Comets as Matt comes back in the ball game for Fitch. 14-5, 1:41 left here in the first quarter. As Thomas inbounds the ball. Gets it in to Crabb. Breaks the press pretty easily, trying to go coast to coast. Gets the right side block to Russell. Russell's going to go up with his left hand and put it in. Nice, pretty move by Russell. Ty gets his first bucket of the game. Drive to the basket, blocked by Matt. Warriors quickly back the other way with Thomas. Thomas stepped by Sam. No good. Rebounded by Crater. Great move. Just couldn't get it to fall for Thomas. Sam has the ball left wing on top to Idiart. Dribble a handoff to Pham. Warriors defensively settling in, doing a good job here. 14-7 your score. Idiart up with the shot. He's going to be fouled by Crabb as he went for the jumper. Ill-advised foul there from 15 feet out. As Crabb picks up his second. Scratch, yes. As Idiart's going to be at the line for two. Knocks down the first one, his first points of the game. 15-7 your score, just under 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Second one on the way, front rim, rebounded by Maxwell. Warriors trail by 8. See if they can inch back in a little bit closer here at the end of the quarter. Need to finish strong. Russell has it. Dribble drive to the basket, up the scoop shot. No good. Rebound's going to go to Matt, though. Matt, Russell, and they'll reset back out on top. Over to Thomas. Thomas, dribble drive. Up. Knocks it down. Great job by Thomas. Off balance. Quickly back the other. Idiart driving baseline, and Maxwell's going to get called for the foul. Warriors got to be careful with the guards, as they're short on guards tonight, and both Crabb and Maxwell have 2. Down by 6 now. 23 seconds left. Frater's going to inbound underneath their own basket. Inbounds to Schwenk. Back in the ballgame. Back on the top to Idiart. Back to Idiart. Shot from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Thomas. 12 seconds left. Thomas slowly coming across midcourt. Thomas getting the pick from Russell. Spin move all the way to the basket. Knocks it down. Great job by Thomas. What Crater from half court off the backboard. No good. But the Warriors finish strong, led by Ethan Thomas with 7 points. They trail 15-11 at the end of the first quarter. We'll be back with the second quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to the 68th Annual Wairika Minor Invitational. Here, the second quarter is Del Norte is in the semifinals against Crater. Warriors trail 15-11 as Warriors got the ball to start with. Thomas has it out on top. Thomas right side to Crab. Crab underneath to Russell. Russell at the high post back to Crab. He'll fire the three. Knocks it down. Huge bucket for the junior. Merrick Crab knocks it down. Warriors have cut the lead to 1. Dribble drive baseline shot goes up 4. Acree knocks it down, answers back, the three-pointer. Back out to a four-point lead. 18-14. Matt's with it, over to Russell. Great job breaking the press methodically by the Warriors. Shot from the corner by Thomas goes up, no good. Rebound by Matt. Matt's dribble drive to the basket, puts it in. Nice long rebound, nice put back by Matt. Matt's got his first bucket of the game. Warriors trail by 2. Acree shot for the baseline. No good. Rebound by Matt. As Maxwell's looking to check back in, Crab and Maxwell both playing with 2. High post to Russell. Back to Crab. Crab gets it back to Thomas. Dribble drive 2-3 zone now. We're going to have a jump stop. He landed it. Landed with both feet. If he would have landed with both, he'd be all right, but he stutter-stepped that jump stop. Good call by the official. He almost had it, though. 6:33 left. 18-16, your score. Crater with the ball, up by 2. Up on top, dribble drive by Dolan all the way to the basket. We're going to have a blocking foul on Fitch as Dolan will go to the line to shoot 2. Fitch will pick up the foul. That's his first. It'll be bonus from here on out for Crater with 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Two shots from the line for Dolan. First one's good. He's now 3 of 3 from the line, and they've extended the lead back out to 3. The Warriors have fought back in this quarter as they were down by 4 at the end of the first quarter, down by 8 with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Next free throw also good. Dolan 4 for 4. He's about 6'4". Great shooter. Thomas back to Russell. Russell slowly breaking the press. over to Thomas, back to Russell, trying to throw a corner to Crab Ball. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Warrior ball underneath their own basket, 23 on the shot clock. Maxwell will inbound the ball. Ball gets inbounded to Crab. Crab dribble drive, shot middle of the key, no good. Rebound by Crater. Dolan quickly coming back the other way. The 6'4 guard back out on top to Idiart. Idiart back on top to Acray, back out to Dolan. Acray, the great defense by the Warriors. Scoop shot's good, though, as the loose ball got picked up by Idiart. He gets his first field goal. Leads out to 6. Warriors break the lazy press that Crater puts on. More of just an annoying press. Crab over to Maxwell. Kick corner to Fitch. Back out on top to Thomas. 5:20 left here in the second quarter. Fitch has it. High post to Russell. Russell spin drive to the basket. He'll put the ball up. No good. Rebounded by Crater. Dolan. Out to... Oh, great ball movement down the floor. That was Havnir with the two-point basket after three passes. As Crater has extended their lead back out to 8, and Coach Chris Rice calls timeout with 6 minutes left here in, or 5 minutes left here in the second quarter. That gives us a chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including H&R Block. Get your maximum refund guaranteed. Ambrose WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. Delmar Tire, the Barnes family says, our roots are here, not just our branches. And Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City and Brookings. And Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. So it's been a great weekend. Over here in Wairika, as I will be covering the Brookings Bruin Ladies tomorrow morning on Curry Radio. And the movie, that will be for Consolation Championship, as the Lady Bruins will take on Shasta at 10:30 a.m. for the Consolation. That'll be followed by the Del Norte boys and girls team. It'll be another 3 games on the slate for the Wild Rivers Coast for the Bi-Coastal Media Sports Station. Warriors are going to inbound at midcourt. Crab gets it into Maxwell. 30 on the shot clock as he crosses midcourt. Looks like a man-to-man defense now for Crater. Dribble handoff over to Ethan. Picked by Russell. Ethan to the basket. Great spin move. Up with the shot, no good. Rebound by Crater, and that's Dolan quickly back the other way. Over to Idiart, back out to Acri. And they'll slow it down. They're going to look for a good look. Schwank's got to try to get it. Russell's doing a great job of bodying up on the 6'5 post. He's outgunned by about four inches. But a big shot from the outside by Idiart. He knocks down a 3 ball. Leads out to 11. After the 3 ball by Idiart. Ball's over to Crab. Crab's going to fire a 3 from the wing. No good. Long rebound's going to go to Crater. Dolan has it again, coming across midcourt. They're going to slow it down a little bit. 4 minutes left here in the second quarter. Crater leads by 11. Shot in the middle of the key, no good. Rebounded by Acri. Acri's going to throw it out on top to Idiart. Dribble drive. Kick back out to Dolan. He'll reset with 25 on the shot clock. As Crater has decided to slow it down and try to get good look. Russell doing a great job. We're going to have a foul underneath as Schwenk and Russell are going after it. Russell's going to get called for the foul. I think he said it's going to be a hold. That'll be his second foul against Kai. Schwenk will go to the line to shoot 2, or 1-1, I'm sorry. First one's no good, rebounded by Thomas as Crater pulled everybody back. Thomas across midcourt. Thomas over to Maxwell. Maxwell, fire the three from the top of the key. No good, just backboard. Quickly back the other way, Dolan. Dolan kicks the ball back out. Shot goes up from the wing. No good, rebounded by Matt. Matt will give it back to Thomas, and the Warriors will slow it down coming across. 3 minutes left, Warriors down by 11. Matt has it. Matt over to Kraft. Merrick with the ball. Skip pass to Matt. 2-3 zone now by Crater. They've been switching up the defenses all night on Del Norte. Thomas. Over to Matt. Brody, dribble drive. Floater, no good. Rebounded by Dolan, and Crater's back the other way. Over to Acree. Acree up with a shot. No good. Rebounded by Thomas. One shot all these teams are getting was rebounding, defensive rebounding for both teams at a premium right now. Thomas over to Maxwell, back to Thomas. 15 on the shot clock. It's Crab fires from the wing. No good. Once again, rebound by Dolan. Kicks it out. Over to Acree. Acree out on top to Dolan. 25 on the shot clock. 2 minutes left here in the half. As coach for Crater calls five out, they're going to spread the floor a little bit. Dolan catches at the elbow and fires. Nice, smooth stroke for Dolan. His first field goal of the game, he's got six. The lead's out to 13. 1:40 left here in the first half. Maxwell, corner to Matt. Dribbles, top of the key. Over to Crab, dribble drive, scoop shot. And we're going to have a foul on Schwenk. Schwenk will get called for the foul. Crab will go to the line to shoot two. Only Schwenk's first foul. Merrick, the junior, up with the first free throw. No good. Acree will take a seat. Alderman will come in the ballgame for Crater. First time he's been in the ballgame. Couple deep knee bends. Shot goes up, knocks it down. As Crab makes his second free throw, he's got four, and the lead is 12. 1:20 left. Schwenk with the ball. Dribble drive, kicks it back out. Back out on top two for Havnir. We're going to have an offensive foul right there on... That's going to be on Alderman on the push-off offensively. So it'll be a turnover for Crater. It'll be Del Norte ball. Del Norte trailing by 12 with a minute left. See if they can get a couple buckets here to get back in this thing. Maxwell with the ball. Maxwell out to Matt. Looking for Crab at low post. Crab gets a low post. Kicks it back out. Russell for three. Russell knocks down the three ball. The big boy has five this half, and the lead down to nine. 44 seconds left. Dribble drive by Adiart. No good. Rebound by Matt. Out to Maxwell. Warriors in transition. 5 seconds differential. Shot to game clock. 25 on shot clock. 28 on game clock. Thomas has it on top of the key. Dribble handoff to Maxwell. He'll reset. We're going to have a travel call as he tried to get it to Crab, but the defender anticipated, so he traveled the ball. Turnover for the Warriors with 23 seconds left in the half. Big possession for the Warrior defense here to keep this thing in single digits going into the locker room at halftime. Didier with the ball. Over to Havnir. Back out to Dolan. Dribble drive, scoop shot. No good, rebounded by the Warriors. Crab's pushing the pace back the other way with 4 seconds left. All the way to the basket. Up with the shot and makes it. Great job by Merritt. And the Warriors finished like they did the first quarter with the last 5 points. As Merrick had six that quarter. And the Warriors trail 29-22 here at halftime. We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Jawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary Sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Hi, this is Johnny Erickson Tata, and I've lived in Southern California for over 30 years. And in that time, I've seen many fires from our home as they raged through the mountains above Malibu. After a recent fire, I received an email from a firefighter friend telling me about the 10 standard firefighting orders he learned in fire school. And order number 5 says, have an escape route. You know, that's a good idea for everyone, but it is especially good for those of us who either permanently or temporarily must move more slowly. Not only have a planned escape route, but also practice it once in a while, so there are no surprises on the occasion that you have to evacuate quickly. Perhaps it means you must move to the first floor of your home or residence to avoid steps. Hey, I've put other suggestions on disabilitycampaign.org. Let's stay safe, because it's a smart way to live when you've got to move slowly.
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Good. Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here at the 68th Annual Wairika Basketball Invitational semifinal matchup as the Warriors trail Crater by a score of 29-22. And joining me on the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report is head varsity girls coach Justin Clifton. Justin, good first half, but if you would have saw them warm up, you would have thought, if Warriors are within 10,
right,
we got a shot. We got a break at it.
Right.
And I think I thought the Warriors did great to finish off each quarter. What the first quarter, finishing on a 5-0 run, and another 5-0 run to end the second quarter, which good teams do, and the Warriors found a way to close out in those quarters.
Right, you want to take them deep in that shot clock. You don't want to run and gun with this team. Get deep in that shot clock and get a couple shots. You know, we missed a lot of layups. Finish the rim, we'll be in it.
It's the intimidating part off the get-go. It was 9-1, 9-0. It was a block party at first. The Warriors were fading away and falling away from their shots at the rim. And like you said, found their way towards the second quarter, got their confidence, and they started creating that contact. And a shot blocker does not like contact.
No, right? They don't. You know, it'll be interesting second half to see how Mr. Rice, Coach Rice, adjusts. Because Crater, you know, they're sucking us in and then kicking us out. You know, they're looking for that kick. They got some shooters. And it'll be interesting to see what we do second half.
Tough situation for Coach Rice, losing four guards this weekend already. Lost three to illness, and then Robeson was unable to play like they were thinking we'd get some minutes out of. Against a team like Crater, tough to fall behind the ball. What do you tell your other guards as they step up in this aspect?
Just get after it. You know, next man up and just get after it. It's unfortunate, the circumstances, but you just got to get after
this
it.
This is where you grow, right? These are where these tournaments
grow, where
this
you learn. Use every game, every quarter to get better, get ready for league.
I thought in the first half, I thought the Warriors did well at times, slowing that pace. And they got a couple shot blocks of their own. In the second quarter, I thought defensively we made some adjustments and we started to play a little bit harder. Almost have the sense of believing.
Yeah, getting me a little nervous. You know, Crater started pressing a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. We're getting late in that 10-second call, 8-9 seconds, finally getting to the cross. But they're hanging in there. You know, you let teams linger around and you can pull it out.
Keys to second half for the Warriors. What do they got to do?
Keys to second half is maybe not help so quick on defense and guard that perimeter.
Guard the perimeter, and if you're the greater coach in there, what are you telling your kids?
Find a way to pick up the intensity of this game and the speed of the game, because they don't play it. They don't like playing slow, and you can tell.
Yeah, they move the ball very well in transition in that aspect. Well, let's flip here. We got about 4 minutes left here before the second half starts. You had a great victory earlier today in that win against Tinley. Tinley, a very good team, very well coached team. And you guys beat them 69-53. You had four players in double digits. Carter had 16. Nunez had 16. Taylor had 10. Gorbett had 16. You guys scored 69 points in the ball game. Great performance offensively from you guys. What was the key for your success today?
Team effort and believing in your teammates. You know, I've been telling the girls that all year long, believe in your teammates. And they're starting to believe in them. We start knocking down shots.
Jacqueline Corbett. What is she, 5'8", 5'9"?
5'8", yeah.
5'8", 5'9", but dominated the paint all over the place, diving for balls, picking
right.
up loose balls.
Absolute beast.
In the right spot.
Post. The high post, she is just a monster.
How big is that for you guys coming into this season and trying to find a couple different avenues? Junior, sophomore last year, did a great job at the JV level. Isn't it great how well her game's translated?
Oh, absolutely. You know, she's a very coachable kid. All these girls, they're very coachable. You know, most of these teams I've coached, the team chemistry hasn't always been there. And the team chemistry with this team is just absolutely amazing. You know, they don't care who starts, who's playing, they're all in.
Well, you're in the championship game tomorrow night, or yeah, tomorrow afternoon. 4:30 is going to be game time. But we're taking a look at the bracket. You're going to face off against Yreka. And we watched the Yreka-Orland game right before this Del Norte game. And what were your thoughts when you were watching that game?
They get after it. They pressed the whole game. I thought they might have almost pressed themselves. They had a 10-point lead. I thought they almost pressed themselves out of that game. But they end up hanging on, getting the buzzer beater late to win it. Student body section's amazing. So it should be a packed house tomorrow for that championship.
Shasta, Henley, maybe not the most aggressive teams you've played. Ferndale was really aggressive. I'm thinking this Yreka team, physically wise, might match up like that Ferndale team did. How important is it for you guys to take care of that ball tomorrow night?
Yeah, we break the press, we'll be all right. I do think Henley so far has been the best team we've played.
Best athletically, absolutely.
Athletically, they had number 15. She was a great player. She's only a junior.
So
they're going to get after it tomorrow.
Last game of the day, tomorrow. The boys play before you the championship. The championship is the last game, and it's the home team. this place should be rocking tomorrow.
It should be rocking. Like I said, that student body, there's about 75, 80 kids there, you know, and they were getting after it. So it'll be a rocking place.
Well, absolutely. Congratulations to your team. And give me a little bit of an update. What has Brookings got to do tomorrow against Shasta as they meet that consolation championship? I'll be calling that game on Curry Radio at 10:30 in the morning. The Brookings Bruins beat Cascade Christian this morning, 50-42. What does Brookings have to do to beat that Shasta?
They got
to
take care of the ball and value their possessions, you know, and they can do that. They'll be in it. They'll be just fine.
Awesome. Thank you very much for joining us. Good luck tomorrow night. Maybe you can come by and see me during the girls, during the boys game, and we'll do a little bit of a pregame for you.
Absolutely. Go Warriors. Awesome.
Thank you, Justin. Well, let's take a look at the first half stats. First half stats of this ball game. Let me flip my book here. For Del Norte, it was led by Ethan Thomas with 7. Ty Russell had 5. Crab had 6. Fitch had 2, and Matt had 2. And on the other side, it was a spread-out scoring affair also, as Idiart had 6, Acri had 5, Avenir had 7, Sam had 3, Dolan had 6, and Schwenk had 2. Nobody with 2 fouls on the Crater side. The biggest key of this game, I can tell you coming into it, is going to be the 2 fouls on Crab and the 2 fouls on Maxwell. It's going to be super important for those two to stay out of foul trouble here in the third quarter. Well, the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report was brought to you by Hiuchi. They have hot drinks, cold snacks. If they have cold drinks, hot snacks. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Located in the highway, Hiuchi on 101 in Hiuchi. Crater gets the first possession. And it's going to be a foul. Foul is going to go against Maxwell as he picks up, as I said, a key to the second half, Maxwell staying out of foul trouble as he picks up his third. Start of the third quarter. Cradle inbound underneath their own basketball is going to be knocked away by Russell. Out to Maxwell. Maxwell, full court, up with the layup. No good. Rebounded by Schwenk. Here comes Crater back the other way. Dellert stepping up to defense. Dolan, three-point shot from the corner off the side of the backboard, no good. Schwenk put it back up, couldn't get it to fall. Rebounded by Thomas. Good, strong rebound by Thomas. Ethan hands it off to Maxwell. 7-point ball game, minute into the third quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Russell back out to Maxwell. Man-to-man defense now by Crater. They're mixing it up a little bit. Over to Thomas, over to Matt. Matt's dribble drive up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Crater. Idiart down the floor. Out to Acri. Acri back out on top to Dolan. Dolan dribble drive, gets it over to Havnir. Kicks it back out. Acri misses the three ball, rebounded by Matt. Stolen from Matt back to Crater. They're going to reset back out on top. Avenir driving baseline. He's going to get trapped, but they get it back out. 20 on the shot clock. Acri dribble drive baseline. Contested by Russell. I hope they give it to Russell. They do give it to Russell because Maxwell was right there too. Russell's going to pick up his third though. As Maxwell and Russell both have 3. As Acri goes to the line to shoot 2, he knocks down the first one. He's now 1 of 2. Fitch goes in. Maxwell comes out. Thomas will have to go up to a guard as Fitch and Russell will play the post. Second free throw also good. Thomas inbounds the ball to Crab. 9-point lead for Crater. Crab across midcourt. Double team in out top. Breaks the double team. Hands it off to Thomas. Good job taking care of the ball. Russell's going to come set a pick for Thomas. Dribble drive, up with the shot, and he's going to get fouled. Good strong move to the basket by Ethan. Foul's going to go against Dolan. Dolan will pick up his second as Ethan goes to the line to shoot 2. Warriors only 44% from the line this season so far, as Thomas misses the first one. He's one of two now. Second free throw on the way. He knocks it down. He's two of three, and the lead's down to eight. Dolan across midcourt, right side to Acri. Over to Havnir. To Dolan. Dolan fires the three, air ball. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Delnor ball. Grader's going to stay in press as Matt inbounds to Crab. Crab looking to break the double team. Hands it off to Thomas. Thomas tries to get it through. Ball stolen by Dolan. Dolan back the other way to Adiar or Acri. He knocks it in. Turnover led to a layup for Crater. 11-point game. Timeout by Coach Rice. Has got his players just running around. That gives us a chance to say hello to some of our Sportscasters Club members. 30-second timeout. Some of your Sportscaster Club members include Delmar Ambulance, dedicated to serving the community, Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef, Western Valley Insurance, on the field, teamwork, on and off the field, teamwork makes a difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for your local committed to community. Morjon Parts and Services for one-on-one service and support with the winning edge. See the team at Morjon Parts and Services. And Valvoline Car Wash. Get the works car wash across from Fred Meyer. So here we go. It'll be Delnor ball, full court pressure by Crater. As Thomas is going to come off a pick, inbounding will be Russell. Gets it over to Crab, back to Russell. Russell over to Thomas. Thomas, high post, over midcourt to Matt. Matt is going to try to get it down the floor. It's going to be knocked out of bounds off Crater. So it'll be Delnor ball in midcourt now. As Matt will inbound. 23 on the shot clock. The ref makes sure that they're checking in the right spot. Matt will inbound the ball. Matt inbounds the ball to Crab. Merrick with the ball, top of the key, guarded out top tightly by Idiard. Over to Russell on the left wing. Russell, corner to Thomas. Thomas, spin move, drive the basket, up with the shot, knocks it down. Nice strong move by Thomas. The lead's down to eight once again. Idiard with the ball on top. Gets the pick from Schwenk. Dribble drive baseline, back to Schwenk. The four-footer knocked down by the big boy. He gets his second bucket of the game. The lead's back out to 10. Matt's with the ball over to Maxwell. Maxwell back to Merrick. Grab up with the shot, partially blocked, picked up by Schwenk. Pushing it back the other way is Idiard. Crater looking to push the pace when they can, but they'll pull it back out. Dolan dribble drive baseline, all the way under, scoop shot layup is good as Dolan knocks down his second field goal. Maxwell into Thomas, back to Maxwell. Warriors trail by 12, 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Maxwell tries to get it to Thomas, which he does. Dribble drive by Thomas, middle of the key. And we're going to have an offensive foul on Thomas. Thomas is going to pick up his first foul. That's going to be three fouls on the Warriors. 37-25 your score. 12-point lead for Crater. They're going to inbound. Here we go, inbounding the ball. Havnir across midcourt. That's dribble drive by Dolan. Kicks it back out. Shot goes up. Nice big shot there by Idiart. Three-point basket for Crater. 37-28, nine-point lead. Ball goes across midcourt, over to Crab, finds Matt, and we're going to get Matt called for the walk. And here comes Crater back across midcourt after the turnover. Idiart, dribble drive, scoop shot, got it. Nice shot by Marcus Idiart, the floater. It's five straight points for him, and the lead's out to 17, 42-25. Dribble drive by Crab. He's going to get fouled. As he tried to drive baseline, he got bumped. It's going to be on the ground. It's going to be inbounds underneath the basket. Foul's going to go against Hannah Avnir. As Maxwell will inbound the ball. 9-0 run here by Crater. Into the ball game is Antonetti, stolen. Matt gets the ball stolen. Crater all the way back the other way. Blocked by Thomas off the Crater guy. Great athletic play by Thomas. 17-point lead still. Matt with the ball, double team, gets it to Maxwell. Maxwell pushes it across midcourt over to Matt. They'll reset out on top, man-to-man defense by Crater. Dribble drive to the basket. Shot goes up, and it's going to be a foul. Matt will go to the line to shoot two on a strong drive to the basket. Foul's going to go against Havnir. He'll pick up his third. Third team foul against Crater. 2:55 left here in the third quarter. Warriors trail 42-25. Matt's on the line to shoot two. First one, no good. Couple deep dribbles. Second one goes up. Also no good. Rebound by Thomas, though. He'll put it back up. Knocks it in. Great rebound by Thomas. Back to 15 points. Ball goes corner. Back out on top, reset to Dolan. Over to Idiart. Back to Dolan. Dolan looking for Schwenk underneath. Matt's doing a good job trying to post him up. We're going to have a foul underneath. Foul's going to go against Matt. Matt picks up his second. Russell comes in, Matt comes out. That's going to be Acri inbounding the ball, gets it into Dolan. Dolan dribble drive middle of the key, pulls up with the 10-foot jumper, knocks it down. Nice smooth stroke by the 6'4 guard. Back to a 17-point lead for Crater. Maxwell with the ball. Maxwell got the ball picked. It's Crater's ball. Underneath to Acri. Acri up with the shot. Another two-point basket off the turnover in the backcourt. 46-27 your score. And we're going to have a full timeout. Full timeout called by Coach Rice. And that'll give us time to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including McDonald's. Stop by after the game for a burger. Go Warriors. Eco-Nutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener and you. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors. Blue Star Gas, propane sales and services. Crescent City and Brookings. Thanks for Coach Clifton joining us at halftime as his Delnor girls are on their way to the championship tomorrow. They defeated Shasta in the first round, 52-47. And then today at action at 4 o'clock, Delnor beat Henley 69-53. And Wairika road to the finals was they got a bye on the first day, and then they beat Orleans just before this game. So it'll be the home team, Yreka, faced off against Del Norte tomorrow in girls action for the championship at 4:30. We're going to bring you all live game action there. So coming out of the timeout, it's going to be Del Norte ball. Inbounding will be Maxwell. Not much of a pressure situation here for by Crater, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds by one of the Craters in the backcourt. Only one player in the backcourt for Crater. It's like a 1-2-2 press. Russell with the ball across midcourt. Back over to Maxwell. Maxwell over to Antonetti in the ball game. Ball's going to be stolen as he tried to get to the low post by Swink. Crater back the other way quickly. That's Dolan. Dolan all the way to the baseline. Kicks it back out on top to Acri. Tries to pass it over. Stolen by Crab. Crab pushing the pace back the other side. Back out on top to Thomas. Dribble drive. Up with the shot. Knocks it down. Great shot by Thomas. Great find by the Warriors. Two-point basket. Another steal by Crab. Warriors down by 17. Minute 15 left here in the third quarter. Thomas with the ball on baseline. Up with the shot. No good. Front rim. Rebounded by Dolan. Dolan will push the pace back the other way. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Deep shot by Idiard. No good. Air ball. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Del Norte ball. As Matz comes back in the ball game for Antonetti. Starters back in the ball game for the Warriors for the last minute of the third quarter here. Grab across midcourt. Back over to Maxwell. Maxwell, dribble drive, kicks it to Matt. Back out to Maxwell, right side to Russell. Russell, over to Crab. We're going to have a jump ball or a foul? We're going to have a jump ball. It's going to be Del Norte ball as Idiard came in and tied up Crab at the free throw line. So 16 seconds on the shot clock because possession didn't change. 35 on the game clock. Lob goes up to Thomas. She catches it and puts it back up and in. He's got 9 this quarter, 16 in the game. Shot clock's off. Warriors down by 15. 46-31 on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Just over 20 seconds left. Dolan with the ball at midcourt. Over to Idiard. They're going to play catch out top and let it get down. And the Crater coach will call a timeout to set up a play to end the third quarter here. And it's going to be a full timeout. Gives us a chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members. It's Hallwell, Benz, and Hartwick. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992, trying to keep you warm and happy. And Lisa McCallum, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. My first game tomorrow morning will be the Lady Bruins as they will take on Shasta at 10:30 tomorrow in the Consolation Championship. And that game will be on Curry Radio, 95.3, as the Lady Bruins will try to take Consolation. They lost to Orleans the first night, 57-33, and then beat Cascade Christian today by a final score of 50-42. So I'll be on the air at 10:30 tomorrow morning for the Lady Bruins. Yet to know when Del Norte boys will play. As if they lose tonight, they'll be on at noon. That will be the game following the Bruins game, and they will play Henley. If the Warriors can come back in this and win, the championship would be at 3 o'clock. So dribble drive by Crater coming out of the timeout. And it's going to be tossed, hit out of bounds by Russell. So with 7 seconds left, Crater's going to inbounds the ball underneath their own basket. Dolan has it. Dolan gets it out on top to Acri. Dribble drive by Dolan. Back to Acri. Dribble drive. 15-footer out. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors. And that'll do it for the end of the third quarter. So after three, the Warriors trail 46-31. We'll be back in just a moment with the final and fourth quarter. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Del Norte Tire.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports.
And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Warrior fans, to the fourth quarter of the semifinal game, as Del Norte trails Crater 46-31 here in the 68th annual Yreka Minor Invitational second round game. Possession is to Crater to start the fourth quarter, as Idiart has the ball out on top. Left side to Acri. Acri dribbling back out on top to Idiart. Left side to Dolan. Dolan went to dribble drive, pulls it back out, going by Matt. Up with the shot, no good, gets his own rebound. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Matt. Good defensive play as the Warriors double-team Dolan on the baseline. Maxwell with the ball. Back over to Thomas, over to Crabb. Good ball movement by the Warriors, good moving without the basketball. Over to Maxwell, fires the three. In and out, no good, picked up by Russell. Russell, dribble drive. He's got an offensive foul against Russell. Foul's going to go against Russell. Russell has four now. As Fitch comes in. Headband's about ready to come off his head there. If you guys don't know, you never see Russell's hair in football, but he's got quite a mop on the top of his head. Crater's got the ball. Left side, shot goes up, no good. Rebound by Maxwell. Did a great job of getting underneath. Foul's going to go against Acri on the rebound. So it's going to be Del Norte ball off the miss. Maxwell gets the ball into Matt. Matt to Maxwell. Maxwell gets it across just in time. Up with the shot. No good. Rebounded by Crater. Dolan has it. 6:30 left here in the fourth quarter. Warriors trail by 15. Dribble drive blocked by Thomas. Out of bounds off Fitch. As Ethan went up and made a great block. Dolan's going to inbound underneath. Ball goes corner to Havnir. Back out on top to Schwenk. Schwenk skip past to Dolan. Shot goes up from the wing. No good. Rebound by Fitch. Fitch gets it to Thomas. Over to Maxwell. Maxwell across midcourt. Back out on to Thomas. Thought about Thomas. Couldn't get it to him. Dribble drive to Crabb. Crabb with the ball. Stagnant. No offense right now as Thomas got the ball. Unable to get into anything offensively. Dribble drive layup. No good. Rebound by Fitz. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Dolan. Dolan pushes it back the other way to Acri. Dribble drive baseline, shot goes up, no good. Ball's loose, picked up by Maxwell. Maxwell pushing the face to Thomas. Thomas up with the shot, back the other way on the layup and the foul. Dolan will pick up the foul. Thomas will shoot two. Dolan picks up his second. 16 fouls against Crater. As Thomas goes to the line to shoot two. Thomas, 2 of 3 from the line. Ethan now, 3 of 4. Entering the ballgame for Crater will be Higginson. Second free throw on its way. Deep knee bend up, got them both. Lead's been cut down to 13, 46-13, 5:20 left. Warriors got to make a run. They're going to make it. It's got to be in the next couple minutes here. Idiot with the ball. Back over to Havnir. Ball's loose on the ground. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Delner ball. Turnover by Crater. Maxwell inbounds to Ethan, back to Maxwell, over to Crab. Crab across midcourt, as he's going to be fouled, I believe. Should be a bonus situation, I thought. Guess I was wrong. Going to be out of bounds. Next one will be bonus. As the foul went against Idiart. Ethan's going to fire a three from the wing and knock it down. Thomas got a three ball, leads down to 10. Just under 5 minutes to go. 10-point lead for Crater. Thomas just stole the ball at the top of the key. He's going all the way to the basket. Goes up, it's going to be stripped away from him. And it's going to be out of bounds off Crater. As Ethan's putting the team on his back at this point. Maxwell looking to inbound the ball underneath his own basket. Out to Crab. Merrick on top to Ethan. Thomas to the basket, up. He's going to get fouled. Thomas will go back to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to go against Higginson. Warriors will be in bonus from here on out, but Thomas is at the line to shoot two. First one's good. Into single digits. 9-point lead as Schwenk comes back in. Starters back in for Crater. As Ethan can cut it to 8 right now. Second one up. No good. It's long. Rebounded by Dolan. Dolan back across midcourt, hits the corner. Shot goes up, no good, rebounded by Fitch. Over to Maxwell. 9-point lead, Maxwell with the ball. Maxwell over to Crab. Crab all the way underneath the basket, pulls it back out, shoots the three from the wing, knocks it down, down to a 6-point game as Crab knocks down the big three here in the fourth. 6-point lead, 46-40 your score. 4 minutes left. Dolan back on top, in through pass to Schwenk. He's going to get fouled. As Fitch is going to take an elbow, but he's going to get called for the foul. Second team foul. 16 fouls against Del Norte. And the Crater coach wants a timeout. 30-second timeout as the Warriors have inched themselves right back into this ballgame. 46-40 your score. Just under 4 minutes to play. Sportscasters Club members include South Coast Appliances, new and used appliances behind Dutch Bros in Crescent City and in Brookings. Brian's Beach Dog, relish today, catch up tomorrow. Grab a Dog, and more in Harbor. And McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services. Tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. Winner of tonight's game will be in the championship at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Up against Grants Pass. Loser of tonight's game will take on Henley in the third place game at noon. So both teams are going to be in the bonus from here on out. Grader's going to pass in underneath their own basket. Dolan's going to get it in. Back over to Swank. Back on top to Higginson. Higginson in the ball game. Over to Acree in the corner. Dribble drive baseline. Kick it back out. Swank for three. No good. Rebound by Maxwell. Maxwell over to Thomas. Down to Crabb. Crabb dribble drive. Up with the shot. Knocks it down. Great move by Swank. As Crabb gets the bucket. Down to a four-point game. 46-42 your score, Warrior fans. As the Warriors have willed their way back into this. Shot from the corner goes up, no good. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Crater out about midcourt. Acree with the ball, guarded by Maxwell. Dribble drive, kicks back out to Higginson. Over to Dolan, he'll reset with 20 on the shot clock. Fitch doing a great job against Swank. Kicks the ball out, shot goes up by Higginson, knocks it down. Big three ball by Crater. First bucket of the fourth quarter by them. Maxwell over to Thomas. Thomas across midcourt. Dribble drive to the basket. Great jump stop. Up with the shot. No good. Rebound by Swank. 7-point lead for Crater. 2:30 left. Crater across midcourt. Dolan with the ball. Fitch doing a great job underneath against Swank. 20. Ball's going to be out of bounds. Crater thought it was a foul on Matt, but no call. It's going to be a turnover. It's going to be a Warrior ball. Higginson will come out. Back of the game will be Havnier. Maxwell with the ball. He'll pass it in. Get it down to Matt. Matt's all the way to the basket. Block shot off the backboard by Swank. And here comes Crater back the other way. Swank with the ball in the corner, back out to Dolan. Mass went up for the layup and just got swatted against the backboard. Dolan, right side to Idiart. 20 on the shot clock. 150 on the game clock. Dribble drive, Acree to the basket and makes it. Strong move right there by the junior. 145 left. Warriors trail by 9. Crabb with the ball left wing. Hands it off to Thomas. Thomas back out to Fitch. Fitch going to be fouled. It's going to be 1-1. Fitch will go to the line to shoot 1-on-1. The foul's going to go against Idiart. He'll pick up his third. And Fitch heads to the line. 1-1. Big free throws here for the senior. 51-42 your game. 1:30, 90 seconds left here in the ballgame. First free throw is no good, picked up by Crater. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be Crater ball. So it's good. Full court pressure by the Warriors now as Dolan inbounds the ball. Gets it into Havnier. Back to Dolan, guarded by Thomas. Skip pass down to Acree. Back out to Dolan, reset to Idiart. 1:20 left here in the ballgame. Warriors trail by 9. Dribble drive, we're going to have a foul on the ball. With 15 on the shot clock, Thomas is going to pick up the foul. Thomas picks up his third. Dolan will go to the line. He's 4-4 from the line. Bonus situation, he knocks it down, he's now 5-5. 1:09 left. 10-point lead for Crater. Second free throw, 6-for-6 from the line. and it'll be a 30-second timeout for Coach Rice. We're going to make sure it is a 30-second timeout here. 30-second. No, it's going to be a full timeout. So let's set the stage here for you. 109 left. Del Norte trails by 11. Both teams are in bonus. Foul situation. Crater has Idiart with 3. Havnir with 3. And on the Warrior side, you have Maxwell with 3, Russell with 4, and Thomas with 3. After trailing by 15 at the end of the third quarter, the Warriors fought back and got it to within 6 here in the fourth, but Crater has extended it back out to 11 now with just over a minute left. Once again, winner of tonight's game will be in the championship at 3 o'clock tomorrow against Grants Pass. Loser will be playing Henley at noon in the third place game. Del Norte Warrior girls are in the championship at 4:30 tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, as they'll take on the home team of Yreka Miners. So coming out of the timeout, it's going to be Del Norte ball. It's going to be a full court pressure by Crater just to make it, the Warriors take their time to bring it across. Just a light press. As Thomas comes across midcourt, throws it at Fitch's feet, but he comes up with it. Thomas, three-point shot on the way. Air ball, no good, out of bounds, Crater ball. Full court pressure for Del Norte. Ball gets inbounded. Over to Acri. Acri back to Dahlin. And we're going to have a foul. Thomas is going to pick up his fourth. And Dahlin will go back to the line to shoot 2. Sorry, 1-1. He's 6 of 6 from the line. Misses the free throw. Thomas comes up with the rebound. Hands it off to Maxwell. Maxwell across midcourt. Over to Crabb. Crabb back out to Fitch. Over to Maxwell. Back to Crabb. Shot goes up, blocked by Dahlin. Swank comes up with it. About a 2-second differential. Idiart across midcourt. Warriors are choosing not to foul. 7-point lead, and the Crater's going to be able to take everything but 3 seconds off. Valiant effort here in the fourth quarter for Del Norte, as they had plenty of times they could have just packed it in, but this team battled to get back in it. Shot blocked by Fitch. 3 seconds left. Crabb's got it, and that'll be it, folks. As the Del Norte Warriors fall to the Crater Comets by a final score of 53-42. We'll be back with the postgame show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Is hip pain keeping you from golf, gardening, or playing with the grandkids? Introducing orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jack Bella, who's recently joined the staff at Sutter Coast Community Clinic. Dr. Bella has over 30 years of experience as a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, and he specializes in anterior hip replacements, which can lead to faster recovery to help you get back to doing the things you love.
For hip pain or other orthopedic needs, call Dr. Bella's office at 707-464-5974.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior post-game show right here.
Hello. Welcome back to the post-game game show here at the 68th Annual Yreka Minor Invitational, where Del Norte just fell to the Yreka Miners by a final score of 53-42 in a game where the Warriors trailed by four at the end of the first quarter, seven at halftime, 14 at the end of the third quarter. Warriors were able to cut it to six in the fourth quarter, but then ended up falling off at the end and losing by 11. Great job by the Del Norte Warriors. Let's take a look at the scoring for Crater. It was Idiart with 11 and Acree with 13. Dahlin with 12. The Warriors held Hunter Schwenk, the 6'6 senior post, to only 4 points. Hats off to many. We had Kai Russell. We had Fitch. We had Matt that had to guard him and did a great job at the post of containing him also. And on the Del Norte side, it was Matt with two, Fitch with two, Merrick Crabb had 11, Kai Russell ended up with five, and Ethan Thomas led the way for the Warriors with 22 points. He had seven in the first half, 15 in the second half. Great job by Ethan, but just not enough as the Warriors fall by 11. And so the bracket sits this way. The Warrior boys will take on Henley tomorrow at noon for third place. And we'll have that game live game action for you here. We'll go on the air about 5 minutes prior to the time. And for Del Norte and for the Del Norte girls, it'll be 4:30 game time tomorrow night as the Warriors will take on Yreka for the championship. I'll be on the air for Brookings on Curry Radio, 95.3 tomorrow morning, as the Lady Bruins take on the Shasta Wolves at 10:30 for a consolation championship game. So three games on the Wild River Sports Networks tomorrow, as we'll open up with Brookings at 10:30, and then Del Norte will play, boys will play for third place at noon, and then the Del Norte girls will be in the championship at 4:30 tomorrow night against the host team, Yreka. Well, Warrior fans, that should wrap things up here for tonight. A big thanks to our engineer without peer back to studios, Gloria, and for Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bicoastal Media family. Thanks for listening. I'm John Horner. Good night, everybody. Stay safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Game of the Week, and it was brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Aleshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, Ingle Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.